and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Mueller at 920 Commercial, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today.
Switching is easy. We do it all the time. We switch on the lights. We switch TV channels. Some of us switch partners while square dancing. Well, that's probably a little bit of a stretch. But what's not a stretch is how you can switch and save with State Farm. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler, right here in Emporia, can switch you over so you can start saving today. Pete and his team are ready to welcome you to the State Farm neighborhood. With Pete Euler, it's easy to switch and save. Just give him a call. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time, 8:28. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us on the KVOA Sutherland Studio Line Salvation Army Captain, Miley Hatton.
Captain Hatton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm staying warm.
Well, that is good news. Obviously, a little bit of a chilly start, so I guess we're going to try to warm some hearts and talk about some Christmas fundraising.
Yes, we have a lot going on, and let's just start with the cold weather, because we are collecting coats that we will be giving out next week. So that is also part of our winter campaign. So if people need a warm coat, they can come next week, call our office for an appointment on the 22nd, and then give coats.
So we just drop the coats off at the office there? How does that work?
Yeah. It's actually, there are some drop boxes around town that's sponsored by The Wave. So you can put them in those boxes, or you can just bring them here to our offices. And we will, again, start giving those out next week, because it has gotten cold.
How is the need at this point in time, whether it's for winter gear or food specifically at this point in time?
Yeah, so we usually give out about 70 coats. Or individuals that need coats is kind of our average, so just under 100. The food is again always a big need, and hitting the holiday season, people are tight in their budgets, so food, our pantry is always needed.
Well, let's talk about the launching of the Salvation Army Bell Ringing Campaign, Christmas 2022. What are we looking at?
Yeah, so we're excited. Saturday, November 19th, is our kettle kickoff. And this year we have a kickoff that the media is helping us with. So thank you, KVOE. You will be at Blue Stem helping to bell ring. My Town Media will be at Walmart and the Gazette, so everybody is excited to help us start raising our funds for our kettle goal, which is $30,000 this year. We need to raise $6,000 a week.
Okay.
And if we raise that $6,000 a week, then we have a donor that will put in an additional $1,000 donation to help us meet that goal. So we're just really trying to gear up this year. I can't emphasize how important that this is. Emporia's Salvation Army. So this is your Salvation Army, where we are helping people in your community. And so this is how you help people that in need in your community. This is our major fundraiser. And so we just really need the community to back us this year and help us meet our goal.
You'd mentioned here about food and also clothing, but I'm assuming that now that we're getting into the cold time of year, rent utilities are really, I would assume, getting a lot of traffic on that. So the more the merrier when it comes to the fundraising dollars here for the next month.
Absolutely. So it just, these fundraising dollars help us do the mission that we do, and that mission obviously is to help meet those basic human needs, physical needs. So when people have a utility disconnect or a eviction notice, then we help pay their rent and we help get their utility bill level to the point where, just their basic necessities and comforts of life are met. So it's really important. The job that we do, we're really the main agency in town that provides this kind of assistance. So it's really important what we do.
Well, Captain Hatton, you mentioned that the bell ringing activities, the kickoff is this Saturday. When does bell ringing close? When do you shut it down?
So we bell ring all the way through Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And what we've done a little bit differently this year, of course, last year we went with all volunteer bell ringers. We just really need the community to come along us. And so in going with volunteer bell ringers, we've also tried to reach out to some influential people around town or organizations and groups to help promote our kettle campaign, because people know people, and when you're at the kettles, it's a great time to interact with people and engage with the community, and it's just meeting a good cause. So our weekend is our big focus, because it's kind of the end of our week, to see whether we've met our $6,000 weekly goal or not.
$6,000, that's a pretty lofty goal here, I guess, on the weekly basis. Let me just ask you, what else do you have on the schedule when it comes to maybe some special bell ringing opportunities or fundraising opportunities here through this particular period? Because I know in years past there have been special matching activities that have been sprinkled throughout the schedule.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, you can bell ring during the week, and we've concentrated our scheduling on the peak shopping hours at the locations. You can always give online, and obviously people mail in a lot of their donations. And then on December 3rd, we do have a $20 match day challenge, and EDSCO is the company that is matching every $20 bill that goes into the kettle on December 3rd. And then, of course, on December 10th, we have the Badges United, which is always a really fun day between the sheriff, the police, and the emergency assistance people. So we do have some special events coming up to look for. We'd also this year ask businesses maybe if they're having a special event during the holiday season that we can do just a one-time pop-up kettle at their business for during that event where they can help promote us, and then we're just there for that one day or one evening for a pop-up kettle, and that's something new that we're trying this year, too.
And on top of that, you have the American Legion Post 5 when we'll be talking here with Clay Childs coming up here in a couple of minutes about the toy run to help you guys out on Saturday.
Yeah, so this is new this year, and this sounds really fun. We've done it in other locations where I believe they're motorcyclists. They gather toys and parade their bikes through town to the Salvation Army, and that helps kick off our toy drive for the toys that we need to give out to with our Angel Tree program. So we have already had families come in and make their applications for Angel Tree gifts, and the tags, the Angel Tree tags, are out. They're out at Walmart, and they're out at Blue Stem, and so you can pick up Angel Tree gifts. Tags, buy the gifts, bring them to the Salvation Army. You can also buy gifts through a gift registry on Walmart.com. The Emporia Salvation Army has a gift registry there where you can just stay at home and buy online and send them to the Salvation Army, and then that helps us provide gifts for children as well.
Okay. Well, I guess let's re-rack the bell ringing campaign coming up here, and specifically what's taking place on Saturday.
Yes, our kettle kickoff, Saturday the 19th. Come out and have fun with the media and the challenges this summer, this season.
All right, so yeah, we will be at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply. We'll be there from 8 until noon. Your KVOA, Chuck and I will be the closers. We will be on the 11 to noon shift.
Oh, yes.
Out at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch here this coming Saturday. So stop by and see us, but we'll have staffers from KVOA on location from 8 until noon at Blue Stem Farm and Ranch Supply this coming Saturday. We hope to see you all there. Captain Hatton, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks much.
Thank you.
Captain Miley Haddon, Salvation Army, joining us here this morning. The kickoff of the 2022 Christmas Kettle Campaign is this Saturday.
All right. Don't forget that the Newsmaker 2 will be tomorrow. Then we'll have Woodson Outdoors in this same time slot for Friday. Tomorrow we'll be joined by New Hettlinger Developmental Services Executive Director Jill Burton. We're getting an update.